Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angelique Everett Show. I'm your host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is my advocacy episode of my show. I am thrilled and got the opportunity to sit and chat with my special guest and wonderful friend, Rick Banner.
Hi.
Yeah, we don't have an intro for you, Rick, so I was trying to look to see if I can get any info, but I don't have no info right now, so.
Okay, well, my name's Rick Banner, and I'm the Director of Advocacy and Person-Centered Practice for People, Inc. I've been here at the agency for about 20 years, and we have grown a department all around advocacy.
Well, you already told me about yourself already, because I was going to say tell me about Rick, but...
Well, Rick is a fun-loving person that loves a sense of humor. I'm very flexible and compassionate, and I really enjoy the work that I do.
That's good to know. How are you coping with COVID?
Oh, COVID. We're coping pretty well. We're going to start our advocacy groups back in person actually this month. So we'll be doing hybrid meetings so that people can either participate in person or on their computer and whatever their comfort level is. We're also going to accommodate to make sure that if people would like folks to stay 6 feet away and socially distance, we can accommodate that. And we'll also provide hand sanitizer. If people need to wear a face mask, they'll have to provide that on their own.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, but I think we're coping really well.
So are you starting to work with people face-to-face now?
Yes, I've been working with people face-to-face for probably at least 6 months to a year. But my office was located in my basement during the pandemic, and I've been located here now at the Learning and Development Building on Main Street for the last 2 or 3 months. And I love being back above ground and seeing people face-to-face every day.
I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of, even though I'm doing this now for the NJ show, I'm like glued to the computer. So it's like, yeah, I'm gonna get back into not doing the computer all the time.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We learned through the pandemic. If there was a silver lining, it really allowed us to connect with a lot of other people using the computer and technology. But there is something about being in person with someone. There's a different type of energy. So I'm glad that we learned some tricks and tools to be able to connect with folks. But I love being back in person with people.
I agree about that. I'm happy about that too. I get to see people that I haven't seen. So
I agree.
How many years have you worked with People Inc.?
Well, I've worked with People Inc. for about 20 years. It will be 20 years in December. But I've worked with people with disabilities for the last 44 years.
Whoa, that's a lot of years.
It is. I started as a child. I actually did start as a young adult in high school, working with people with disabilities. But that's been something I've done my entire life.
Oh. Well, you heard that, my viewers. when did you start working in the advocacy department?
I started working in the advocacy department about 15 years ago. Liz Booth was my supervisor at the time, and I had made the transition from working in our residential department. I was in charge of houses that were not certified. Back in the day, they were called ISEs, Individualized Service Environments. And I made the transition from those types of houses to advocacy and doing person-centered planning. So it's been about 15 years.
Oh, that's a lot of years.
Yeah. But back in the 80s, I was part of a People First group when I worked in a day hab in Michigan. So I guess you could say I've been part of the advocacy movement for a long time.
It's a good thing you mentioned about Elizabeth. I love Elizabeth.
I do too. Yep, we met, I think everyone in our agency and anyone that knew her misses her, and we have to just think about all the amazing things that she taught us to carry on.
Yeah, she was actually I went to her for my assessment, and she did my assessment for me. And when I found out, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, how many self-advocacy groups are you in charge of?
Well, our agency has, I think, at least 8 different advocacy groups. But we're going to be starting our core advocacy group back up in May. And Jake Johnson, who's an employee for People Inc., will be the advisor for that group. It's going to be starting the third Wednesday of every month from 10 to 11 o'clock. Right here in this room at the Key Bank Room here in the Learning and Development Building on Main Street. So that one is starting back up. And then yesterday I just found out that I'll also be working with parents to do an advocacy group with parents. So we're going to restart a parent group for the agency that will be welcoming to guardians, parents, siblings and allies that want to come together and support our agency and support the people that we give a service to. And that was just decided yesterday, so I don't have any details yet on that.
That's all right. I have a question about that, but that's good.
So, but we have other advocacy groups. We have groups that focus on the LGBTQ community. We have advocacy groups on living on your own. We have advocacy groups on developing the right of the month. We have an advocacy group that focuses on media and podcasts. I think you're part of that one.
Yeah, to meet an officer.
So, you know, lots of different types of groups. But advocacy is the term we use at People Inc. We believe that self-advocacy is a skill or a verb. It's an action. But what we're doing is trying to remove a lot of the labels. So we allow people from a very person-centered standpoint to identify however they choose to identify. But we are not a self-advocacy department. We're an advocacy department.
Now you know why I actually kind of made the episodes advocacy in general,
I was really cool with that, Angelique. I was very happy you named it the advocacy episode.
Thank you. I said, well, since I interviewed Rick and he worked in the advocacy department, why not just name it advocacy?
I love it. Well, speaking up, I mean, that is the ultimate act of advocacy, right?
I agree about that. I'm actually all about advocacy. I am an advocate, so.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's why I'm doing the show, technically, but you heard that. Since we're going into that, I know that a lot of committee meetings, technically, with People Inc. So how many committee meetings are you on with People Inc.?
So I saw it was so nice of Angelique. She gave me some questions ahead of time, and I saw that there was a question about committees, and there was no way I was going to be able to remember every single committee.
That's all right.
I did look at my list, and I'm involved in over 15 committees, both within and outside of the agency. A lot of different reasons, but most of them involve advocacy on some level. Mm-hmm. One of the bigger committees that I'm part of is the Developmental Disability Awareness Day Committee. Wow. That puts on the DD Day event every year. This year it will be August 1st of 2023 at the Niagara Falls Conference Center.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be there too. My media group going to be there, so.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you doing some recording and podcasts and all sorts of fun things there.
So y'all got to come now. I'm just putting that out there right now. Yeah.
Our keynote speaker is going to be Vicki Rubin and her daughter Jess. Vicki wrote a book on raising her daughter that has a developmental disability.
What?
So okay. She'll be our keynote speaker. I don't have lots of details yet. Where costs are going to be about the same as they were pre-pandemic. So it will be around $20 for the day, probably somewhere around $45 for the day if you participate in the awards luncheon as well. I think we all know that the food costs have gone up. And we all have felt that, right?
Yeah.
So probably we'll have to charge a little bit more for the awards luncheon.
Okay.
But the conference center always has amazing food.
Now, I know there are a couple of committees that me and you both are actually a part of as well, too.
Right.
Like the CQL.
Right. CQL, which stands for the Council for Quality and Leadership.
Yep.
Right. We're on the Factor 10 committee, which is where all the different committees come together to kind of let each other know what's going on in all of the different committees. And we also are on, what else?
We're also on the planning committee to actually plan for the big stakeholder event.
Yes. So a stakeholder, someone who has a vested interest in our agency, whether it be a person that receives a service, a family member, or a community member, we're going to be planning some events to really listen to what people want and what people find are important for our agency. So we're really exploring a new idea of having smaller stakeholder events so that we can really build relationships with the people that it matters and get really good information and input so that we can give that to our senior leadership team and develop our strategic plan for our agency. Because our agency does have a plan.
Oh, okay, really good to know.
Yeah.
Which I'm definitely going to be a part of. I actually pitched an idea of actually talking about my show and talk about other things I've been doing too, like the book and that. So.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you're a very important stakeholder, and you're one of the ways that we get information to the people that we give a service to, because they watch your fine show.
Thank you. And thank you. So as I was going to say, so where are you located, by the way?
We're located, our advocacy office is located at 3826 Main Street, which is in on the edge of Buffalo and Amherst. We're in the Learning and Development Building. All of our advocacy groups will be located here until we make the big move to Elmwood. The Elmwood Health Clinic moved to 800 Hurdle last year, and so the agency has done a huge remodeling of the Elmwood Health Clinic, and so we have several departments that are going to be moving over there in probably late June and early July. We'll have our HR department, Human Resources, we'll have Learning and Development, we'll have Advocacy, and we'll also have Recruiting. All of those major departments for our agency will be located at where the Elmwood Clinic used to be. And we'll also be connected to the Elmwood Day Hab.
Oh, I love Elmwood. I used to go in to work out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. The new facility will have state-of-the-art meeting rooms so that when we do our hybrid meetings for advocacy, it will be much easier than trying to spin our laptops around and trying to capture everybody. They'll have technology for microphones and video cameras, and it will be much easier to be able to have a virtual meeting and an in-person meeting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I know you might like this. I kind of been doing something cool for the show. So this is actually an inspirational quote that I thought would be pretty nifty to kind of use. It's an accuracy quote, and I thought you might like it, so.
I'm sure I will.
Okay. I am passionate about people. I've spent my life in advocacy. People matter, whether or not we agree on the issue. People matter. By Annie Marie Barclay.
That is an amazing quote.
Thank you. When I seen it, I said, well, I like this. So I said, let me put it in here. I said, when I seen it to Rick, you probably like it. So.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Thank you.
You know, can I mention the fact that our advocacy department also has 6 employees and a volunteer as well? So it's not just me. I have 6 part-time employees that all help advise the different advocacy groups. And then we also have a part-time volunteer that comes in to help us with the setup and with just any of the department needs that we might have, whether it be like copying or putting out flyers or making phone calls to remind people that an advocacy meeting might be coming up. But the agency has really dedicated lots of resources so that advocacy is alive and well. And I believe that we're the only advocacy department in Western New York and possibly even farther than that.
Well,
we
got a good
thing to know. Yeah, yeah. Our department also is the only agency that provides a virtual meeting every day of the year, 365 days a year. We provide an opportunity for advocates and people with disabilities to get together. So Christmas morning, we have an advocacy group. Thanksgiving, we have an advocacy group. But Saturday and Sunday, we also have an advocacy group. So there's always an opportunity so that people don't feel lonely and have someone to connect with. So all of the people that I employ and myself, we all do those advocacy groups to make sure that there are less lonely people in the world.
That's a good one. You heard that, my viewers.
Yeah.
now this you might like, it's a shout out. And it's a shout out to a really good friend of mine that actually just released the Angelique Evitt Show Auto. So I thought I could put that out there for my viewers. I've got a special shout out to myself that I want to make to you all. My show Angelique Evitt Show is gone auto now. My good friend Lee Heartlib streaming service. His radio is called Heartability Radio Live 365. You can go to his website, heartabilityradio.com, or you can download Live 365 app. To go to your Play Store, download the app, and look up Heartability Radio. Just how to put that out there.
I think that's awesome. And I believe that Lee is going to be broadcasting from DD Day on August 1st. So he'll have a tent or something out front giving live updates as far as what's going on the day of the event. We're really excited to have him do that.
Now that, forgive my language, but that's pretty damn cool. That's all I have to say about that. I'm just going to put that out there for your viewers. You got to come and check it out. It's really cool. I actually been listening to it on the app. So
wonderful.
Yes, I love his music.
He has such a wide variety of music too. I think there's a little something for everybody.
And I had to put that. I had to make a shout out to him. So yes. Yeah. I am your host, Angelique. And this has been another episode of Angelique Everett Show. I want to say thanks to my special guest. Thanks, Rick.
You're very welcome. And if you have any questions about our advocacy department, you can reach me at 716-322-7070. Or my email is rbanner@people-inc.org.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Now, don't forget to use Angie Everett Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me at Angie EE Show. Or subscribe to my YouTube channel. Or go to my website, AngieEEShow.com. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.